You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pesach Sheni, we all say Zeicha LeMikdash Kehillah, even though the Mishnah Berurah says not to say it, but the Minhag HaOlam and all Haggadahs, Kemat, every Haggadah has it in there to say it. The Mudim, right, the Mishnah Berurah held it's a Hefsik because you're really not supposed to speak from the Bracha of Matzah till you have this Zeicha. But the Olam, whatever it is, it says it, Kemat, I'm sure 99.9% of the world does say it. Zeich le mikdash kehil. Kein nasa hil bezman shabes mikdash kai. Hay kerech pesach matzo maro marba. Va eichlem beyach. Le kayem mashe nema al matzo se merm yuflu. Right? That the mitzvah to eat the karm pesach is not just karm pesach itself. To make like we call a sandwich, to eat it together, to eat the karm pesach itself with matzo se maro. Now, where does it say that? To psukim. First pasuk is in Parshas Boy, which talks about carbon Pesach. So it says over there, "Va'achlus abasa b'layla zet sli eishu matzas amareim yachluhu." In this week's parsha, by Pesach Sheni, again, what happened Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni means there were people who were tmei and meis. They couldn't bring. Gemara has a whole machlokes. What does it mean that they were tmei meis? Who were meis? Tmei meis two meis mitzvah yosef or anishul yosef. Whatever it is, they couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. So they came with a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Benshom, and the parasha was Neschatcha called Pesach Sheni, Pesach Katan, as the Gemara calls it, that if one didn't bring on first Pesach, or even a Ger Shinis Gaya, quote to one man, or a Katan Shinis Gadol, he brings Pesach Sheni. So over there it says basically the halachas are basically the same. Not everything, but basically as far as the carbon Pesach, it is B'chodesh Hasheni B'arba'asa Yom, meaning Iyar, Bein Arba'im Yasu Oysa, Al Matzah Samarim Yachlu. So notice, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we bring the Pasuk from Pesach Sheni, even though we're talking about Pesach Rishon, we're talking about the first Pesach. First Pesach is in Boi. Pesach Sheni is in Ba'al Oysa, and yet, we say Matzah Samarim Yachlu. So, there was a famous story, with the Sar Shalom Mibels, the first Belzer Rav, as they call him, right? The first Belzer Rebbe, the first Belzer Rav. So he asked this at a tish, or whatever he spoke, and he said that the reason we quote the Pasuk from Pesach Sheni rather than the Pasuk from Pesach Rishon, it's good that Pesach Sheni allowed to have chametz. He said, because now you're holding Pesach by night. There's no way you can be Makar V'Karm Pesach, it's too late. You have to be Makar Pesach and Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet is already gone. It's Yud Tesvav at night. We're not going to have a Pesach. We say at the end, Kasha Sechinu L'Sader Oysoi, Kein Niske L'Asoysoi. Pesach is going to be next year. The Piyut itself, as we've mentioned before, is really talking about Shabbos HaGadol. You Mesader it, the Halachas, then you'll be able to do the Seder. But Pesach, we say it, you should be able to do the Karban Pesach. So the Belzer Rav said, the Sar Shoma Belz, said that the pshat is you want to say lekayim, that we want to be mekayim mashenemar in Pesach Sheni. We're being, it's a tefillah, right? Not just saying what Hillel did, but we're saying is we're hopefully that even though tonight it's zeichel mikdash kehillel, in 1 month from tonight we hope the base mitzvah we daven that the base with mitzapa that the base of mikdash will be rebuilt between this and the year. We'll have a base of mikdash. We'll be makor carbon Sheni. That's what the Sar Shalom Mebelz said. As you all know, Belz is in Galicia. In Galicia, there was a big Goyen, the Shoyel Ameshev, Rabbi Yosef Shol Notenson. He was a Merdika, the Rav of Lvov, Lemberg, as it's called. He asked them, Nu Vazokman and Belz, what did you hear? And I don't know if he was starting up with them, but he wanted to know Vazok, the Rebbe Gazuk, so they told him. And he went wild on them. He started being masked of them. He said, what are you talking about? It's not a good bar. It's not. They were very, you know, the Rebbe said, well, why? The Gemara says in Psachim, this week's parsha, Ish Ish Kiye Tomei Lenefesh. Ish Nitcha LePesach Sheni Ve'ein Tzibur Nidochen LePesach Sheni L'Avdi Betuma. It says, the din is of Pesach Sheni is only for individuals. Individuals who couldn't bring the Karm Pesach. Either they were Tomei, they're choiko, let's say a gershin is gaya, the way we pass in cotton shin is godly hashia, right? They couldn't bring it, individuals. But the whole tzibur ain't tzibur nidoch in the Pesach Sheni. He says, what's your rabbi talking about? How could you go ahead and say that this, that when you're saying l'kayim ma'asher ne'emar, is in order that we want to do Pesach Sheni. You're not going to have a Pesach Sheni, he tainted. Pesach Sheni is only for individuals, not for the tzibur. So what kind of, it sounds like a good verb, but it's not true, he said. He thought it. So the Belz Chassidim went back to his son, Reb Shiela, who later on became Rebbe himself, Reb Yisachar Doiv's father. So he went back to Reb Shiela Belz, and he told him a Yerushalmi. And the Minchas Chinuch says that we've learned this Minchas Chinuch on Shabbosis. Let's take a look. Minchas Chinuch basically in five, just you could look at it, basically says like this. He says that the din of Ein Tzibur Nedochen means like this. What's a Tzibur? Let's say you have 100 people, right? 100 people. And 60 can bring the Karban Pesach, and 40 can't. So those are Yechidim. Those 40 are pushed to Pesach Sheni. They're Yechidim, because Roiv the Tzibur could bring on that. He says, B'med V'amamurim, he says, when he had a Tzibur, the first one. But he didn't have a Tzibur because nobody could bring it then. That's not called Tzibur Nedochen. Tzibur Nedochen is only when you had a Tzibur that could have done it, and for some reason they didn't do it. They're not pushed to Pesach Sheni. What? Let them do it the first Pesach. But if the first one they couldn't do because there was no way to be makrevit, they weren't makrevit itself. You didn't buy makrevit. So why do you go ahead and you push to Pesach Sheni? That's what he says. And at the end it says, Vani, and he says like this. Look at the last three lines where it says Adat. Vani koisev zeh, zok the Minchas Chinuch, ben shnei psochem. I'm writing this mitzvah of this week's parasha. He wrote it ben Pesach Sheni. It seems like maybe he didn't learn kaseidah of the parasha he learned according to this man. Yirotzen shibonim be'er koidem Pesach Sheni, v'nizke v'nasa Pesach Sheni, like the bells of Rav. Amen v'amen. Shub achazman rav, v'isi b'yishami perk mishahaya shu plukta tanoi, im yibonim be'er koidem ben Pesach Aleph v'Pesach Sheni, the chadam yakriv yisol, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud. So that's what the Belzerov said. My father said, according to that mandamer, that hopefully we'll be able to do it according to that mandamer. But he says over here, notice the din of Ein Oysa Pesach Sheni is we added Tzibah that should have done it. They didn't do it, let's say. You don't push them. You make them do it the first one. But if there's no Tzibah at all, there wasn't a din Tzibah. Or let's say, like the Minchas Chinuch goes, let's say a lot of people become Geirim at that time. And that becomes the Rav. Beforehand, there was a Miyat. So you're makrev Pesach Sheni, even though right now they're the Tzibur, because they weren't the Tzibur Pesach. So Akupan, that was the answer. That was a very nice answer. Based on that, so some say like this, it's a tshuva chsam sefer. So in the middle of a tshuva, he writes, V'yayim chofei l'mispar b'nei Yisrael, meaning l'mispar b'nei Yisrael is sfir sa'ayimah, that's what the Gedolim used to write. You know, some write matmoinim, memtes moinim, but most Gedolim wrote, L'misbar b'nei Yisrael, Yud Iyya, it's today Yud, now Yud Iyya, Yom Bikur Pesach Sheni, the day that you do investigation, right? We know the word Bikur doesn't mean to visit, like Bikur Cholim, because Bikur Cholim doesn't mean to visit. It's a wrong translation. It means to investigate the needs of a person's Cholim. That's what the word, like Boiker. Boiker means the morning. What happens? All of a sudden, there's a light that investigates, allows you to see clearly, right? Now you can daven with your talis and tefillin, right? It becomes morning. And then, okay, now you don't have a problem, Baruch Hashem. Right? But that's what Boiker is. So he says, this is the, now we know that you check the karbonis 4 days before the carbon. So now it's Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and then you makrev it Yud Aleph. There was a Yid in Yerushalayim. His name was Yisachar Goldstein. He wrote a sefer called Lekutei Ha'aris on Tshuva's Chsam Sefer. On this Chsam Sefer, he brings maybe 10 svarim that jumped on the Chsam Sefer from those words. What did he write? Davru al kol adas Yisrael lemor. Be'esa l'chodesh hazeh, right? We know that's Shabbos HaGadol. V'yikchu hem ish sel ha'beis ovis sel ha'bayis. So it says, b'chodesh hazeh v'yikchu. The Gemara says, what is that hazeh? Come tell it. Be'esa l'chodesh, what do you mean chodesh hazeh? The din of 4 days that you have to be mevaker a carbon Pesach is only by Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. How could the Chassam Sofer write that today is Bikur of Pesach Sheni when there's no Bikur on Pesach Sheni, the Gemara says? There are those that say, based on that word from the Belzer Rav, that when is there no Bikur of Pesach Sheni? only on Pesach if there was a Pesach Rishon for two things. One is because Pesach Rishon, right? So it's just a few karbanos. What's the point of Bikur? The point of Bikur is in case you can find out certain mumin. You feel the behema, you check it, you make him walk. But over here, Pesach Sheni, how many behemas are there? Pesach Sheni, nowadays, the Chassam Sefer is writing, if there be right now the Karban Pesach, we'd have to check thousands, millions of karbanos probably, so then you would have it. Besides that, the Pasuk also says, if you look at the Pasuk, Dabur kol adal nema b'esel chav yikulchem, it's dafka b'esel chodesh hazeh, meaning dafka then b'esel chodesh hazeh, meaning in a time where there is a Pesach Rishon. If there's no Pesach Rishon, Kubin is a bigger Pesach. That's the diik they make on this Chassam Sefer. I have one problem with it. The problem is it's a Gemara. It's not just part of the Agada. Look at the Gemara. Amru lav al Hillel. Now remember, Hillel was at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Shaha yekarchin bavas achas va'ochlin. He used to take Pesach, Matzah, Umara together. Shenemar al matzas umroyim yochluhu. The Gemara brings this pasuk. The Belz of Rav's Vart is a very nice Vart that you're holding the night of the Pesach. It's part of the Agada. So you bring the pasuk of Pesach Sheni saying, I'm hoping I can't do it tonight because tonight is Pesach Rishon and it's too late to bring a carbon. 14th of the past. So I'm Lekayim. I want to be Mekayim. That was the Vart. Lekayim Mashanema. The hopefully will be Mekayim Mashanema. What it says in Pesach Sheni, Al Matzah Memichlu. That's a beautiful pshat in the Agada. But the Gemara brings the same thing with Hillel, and the Gemara brings the same pasuk. In the Gemara, there was no reason for the Gemara to bring Pesach Rishon, rather than Pesach Rishon. So it's a very nice vart, but doesn't really answer the Gemara. So Lamaisa in Marav Wunschberg, the goes Marav Wunschberg on the side of our Gemara, says that if you, he's medayik, that you should change the gear. So he's medayik in the Rashbam, which others say it's not so muchuch, but he wants to be medayik that the Nechanami, the Gemara doesn't say. But all our Gersos, all the old Gemaras, I looked into it, they all have the Gersa this way. So it's very hard to say. The Vart is a beautiful Vart. But to say it, that it means because of this, is very hard. Because the Gemara's talking about at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had a big Beis HaMikdash, L'kai Mashanema. So I found the Rishash asks it on the Gemara. Amru Allah Val Hillel Shea Karchin Bevas Achas Va'ochlin Shanema Al-Matzah Me'achlu. Why does the Gemara bring Pesach Sheni in Parshas Baloisa, this week's Parsha? Why did they bring earlier Pesach Rishon, which is Parshas Boy? Umatzas Amroim Yachlu. The Misham, Zok Rishash, Lo Muchach Ella Al Pesach Umara Biyachad.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It says va'achlu sabasa b'layla zetzli eish u'matzis al marayim yachluhu. It doesn't say you eat it with the matzis, but you eat it al marayim yachlu. Says Dr. Rishash, lamuchach ela al pesach umar biyachad ava matzah loy shamina mina. We don't really hear matzah. We don't hear matzah together. In other words, you eat pesach, tzli eish, u'matzis, you eat matzis, al marayim yachluhu. Yachluhu goes back on the carbon pesach. So eat it together. That's the herbs, like you make like we call today a condiment on the meat. But the bread, you don't have to do it together. Of a matzah l'shemini, mikros zeh mashra. But the pasuk parshas baloisra, this week's parsha Pesach Sheni, it says al matzahs amurim yachluhu. That goes back al matzahs amurim. Masha shapei ashloishim v'golilon. Memela we learn out Pesach Sheni v'hu adin Pesach Rishon. How do you know that? Maybe Pesach Rishon is different. Shadiskut says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yaso Isa. Because in Pesach Sheni, it says you should do it the same way you do the Pesach Rishon. So if in Pesach Sheni, it says to eat it all three together, then it's Megala on the first one. Ayin Le'el, B'Toysesam. Oh, but now the question is, okay, good. But why did the Torah make such a Shinu L'Shenis? So over here, he's really Mechavan to a Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer himself in Chuvas and in Sefer and Chumash, why did the Torah Taka change the wording? Why does Pesach Sheni, it says, Al Matzah Merim, and in the other one it says, Al Merim Yachluhu. What's the mitzvah on Pesach Rishon? What is the mitzvah? To eat Merim, Pesach, and Matzah. That's the mitzvah. So how many mitzvahs do you get? There's a separate mitzvah called Matzah. On Pesach Rishon, even if you hold matzah b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon. We don't pass that way. Yet the Zman Doma holds matzah b'zman hazeh the rabbanon, meaning it's only b'zman Korban Pesach. But still, at the time of Korban Pesach, if a guy was a tameh derech hachoyka, he still had a mitzvah to eat matzah. Be'erev Teichlu Matzah means everybody has to eat. We pass in Be'erev Teichlu Matzah means even b'zman hazeh. But what he's saying is a separate mitzvah called matzahs. So that's what the Rishash is machaved to. Even more than that, which he doesn't speak out, we'll see, it's really Ramban and Chumash. He brings the Ramban. But it's a little more than that. If you remember, over the years we've touched upon the Rosh. The Rosh says that, it says in the Mishnah, when you have Murrah, right, so there's five different types of Murrahs. And Devo, Rashi says, and this and that, whatever we call it, right? Different Olshin, Maru, Chasa, and Kulan Mitzdarfin Likazayas. You don't have to eat Dafka 1 min. You can go put together just like a matzah. You don't have to have matzah just made out of wheat. You can have wheat, you can have spelt, you can have oats, whatever it is, together as a Kazayas. So the Rosh seems to be bothered. How do we know you have to eat a Kazayas? It says in the Mishnah, it says in the Gemara, but why do you have to eat a Kazayas? Meaning what? So it's not clear what he means. He just says, how do you know you have to eat a kazayas? He says, because the bracha says, we make a bracha, al achilas mara. How could you have it? How could you say a lesser kazayas if he says achila? G'dayle achreinim, meaning the shagasayed and the sivas, others, understand that this rush is really saying, midaraisa, you don't need a kazayas. You don't need a kazayas. Why? Because the din of Kazayas is going on the Karm Pesach. Yochluhu means the Karm Pesach. But together with the Karm Pesach, what do you have to eat? You have to eat Marah. So that Marah could be any shear, a small amount. Doesn't have to be necessary Kazayas. So the Shagasai asks kashas on him, but Reb Chaim says basically what, and Reb Itzel, what Reb Meir is saying, is no, Vada. The din matzah that you have to eat kazayas, that's because it's a separate mitzvah. But ein achanami, the matzah together with the carbon pesach could also be a small amount. The Nesivus in his Agada says an interesting zach. According to him, lemais, you do the koirach, right? So remember, in those days, they didn't have what we have, romaine letters, this and that. They used to eat marah, pshuta kamashma. There's a letter from Kivega, and he gives a promise that if you machavan l'shem shemayim, it will not knock you out. But vice versa, it used to knock out people to eat because the marah must have been very strong marah. The real marah was very stark. So he says over there, by koirach, you do not need a kazayas because you don't make a bracha. The only reason you need a kazayas is because of the bracha. He says, a mayu dik achidish, if a person can't, it's very hard for him to eat a kazayas. He's sick, he should eat less kazayas and change the nusach of bracha. It's a pella. He says, asher kishon mitzayisav tzivanu al mitzvahs marah. Not say al achidish marah, which is a Pella to change Nusach Chazal. But Akoponim, Yech Shiyah, we've mentioned this over the years also, that guy could be also pshat in the Chumash Sedesh in the Magen Avraham quotes, that could be for Marah, you can eat a Beria. Maybe you could eat a Beria, a whole Marah, less than a Kazayas, for Sepis, because the pshat is that really you don't need a Kazayas, you need the Cheshivas. So that's called the Cheshivas, but the Mitzvah is not a Shiyah. So Memela, it comes out in the Korban Pesach. The matzah you eat does not have to be kazayas. You're not yaitz in the midst of matzah to eat a kazayas. Oh, so that's what the Rosh Hashanah says over here. Take a look. Nearly, right, the fourth line. Tam Shino Shah, nearly the Pesach Rishon. Af Misha Ein Oisa Pesach. Mekom Akom Chayv B'Matzah. K'moy B'Zman Hazeh L'Rava B'Soif Mechilton. Orel, someone is an Orel who can't eat a Karm Pesach. Somebody is not Gemald. U'Benecha, somebody is a Meshumid. And Meshumin is not a reason to be part of a mitzvah, right? You do it one time, a mummer came to the Gra, right? And he was thought the Gra would tell him all kinds of things that he says, you should know every minute of Bittul Torah is they're going to get you for. And he got so scared he was chayzu b'tshuva. So I learned from there that we can't do Bittul Torah either, not only mummerim, right? V'tameh, v'shahaya b'derech achayka, l'kuli alma, sham l'achi ksiv achlu es abasa. Umatzes, pierce the yechel basa, v'gam yechel umatzes. Make sure to eat matzes too. The va'achlu shaval shavaya, ubezem yushuv kushes ashagas arya b'tshuvas, like we just said, b'tshuva kof, ala rosh, the hub be'inin kra, the bear of teichel matzes shiur de kazayis, the zek vashaminin min ha'achlu koin nam yaleh, achlu goes on the matzes too. Right? There's a It's answering the Shagas Ayas Kasha, that when it says Achlu, goes back on the matzah, mitzvah the mitzvah of matzah, in Pshat and Mikra. Ava Marah ain't a chayva. There's no Indian to eat Marah, Elo, if a cat, even if you don't eat Marah, you eat a carbon Pesach. Just, it's better to do the mitzvah with Marah. Okay, the Chazin is Manasa ain't Elo Midor Bonin. Uma de Isa Sham, Ida Gemara says, Oral is Oichel Matzah Marah. It didn't mean mar. Neo tevus mar shugas delishin. Many achoyim say that. Kemoy de amar, the Gemara says a lot of times, grusha v'chalutza. Right? As we know, grusha is the rice of a coin. Chalutza is only the rabbanim. L'chein ksiv al marayim yachlu. Pirish. L'pesach, the mar is only, is tofel. It's secondary to the carbon pesach. The matzah has its own chashivas. Avada eat it with the carbon pesach too. Ulam bePesach Sheni, like we said, the gam matzah b'fnei atzma ain mitzvah b'klal. Rak chishichiyuvim v'tzolema the matzah mara. Boim b'gal Pesach. The matzah mara Pesach Sheni doesn't come because of the matzah, because of itself. It comes only because of the carbon Pesach. Therefore, al kain kosev shom. That's why over there the Torah wrote al matzah samerim yachlu. V'zel amadati medivir Ramban parshas boy. Ramban seems to say this, that the reason the Torah didn't write chluhu only on the maror is because the matzah has its own separate mitzah. But it doesn't mean it's also part of the mitzah of Karm Pesach. And that we learn it from Pesach Sheni. And therefore that's why the Gemara brought, which means is the Belz of Rav's Vart is a beautiful Vart, but it shot Pashat it's not, because the Gemara brings the same Pesach. So I found the Navi Nezer. I mean, I've seen it, but I didn't realize. He says like this. He goes into that. You learn how Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So over there, number 12. Raya Lezer. The Gamrinin, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Mehillel. Shoyukarech Pesach Matzah Marva Oichel, Lekayim Mashenema Al Matzah Samarim Lechu. So listen to what he says. E Efshel Shabbish Asvarim. Don't change what it says in the Gemara's. Veligras and to be geris umatzes mer machu pesach rishon. Sharei kol Yisrael oimen came belel pesach. Very hard that ganz klal Yisrael says this pasuk the night of Pesach, and the Gemara brings a different pasuk. Of course, according to the Belz Rav, that's not necessarily true, because the reason Enechanami could be the Gemara's geis is Pesach rishon, but we say l'kayim mashenemar we meshabish the svarim. Is what I have to say. We don't say it like the Gemara. L'kayim mashenemar. Okay, but he says it's very schwer to say that. What's takip shot? V'lo ma'isi kro de Pesach rishon matzah merem yachlu. Tzarech loyma dem shum de Pesach rishon loy ksiv al matzahs. V'yachluhu akoy al Pesach. V'ein rayish, Dr. Vashar says, shemuchuyiv lechol al Pesach im a matzah. After ksiv tzli eish u matzahs, ha'kaimelon karbienis in mashah shneim ke'echad mashah kol echad ratzah. That's a different haydash and al. Let's see. V'ha de Pesach rishon. Loiksiv al rak b'mara, al kein ma'isi kra de pesach poshet. Right, that's it says. Mekol makom in chaverin yafin be'er. V'achinam yafin le'nizeh shem ein lo kazayis mechuyv lechol kama pesach sheni. No, he doesn't go into that. Who adin b'choyle shen yochol lo kazayis mara? Apar mechuyv lechol zeichel mikdash shikacha yadin be'er. But he's talking about the less kazayis. It goes together with the rishash. But akupam, that's the what they're saying over here, that the etzem reason the Gemara brought this pasuk is because only from there that you eat, do you realize, that we know that you have to eat all of it together. Rav Yosher says a very interesting teretz. And somebody showed me that if you look, he says like this. If you look in the pasuk, Rashi's boy, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Ches, it says, Va'ochlus abasu balayla zeh, tzli'e shumatzis amram yachluhu. What does that mean? You eat the Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach with the matzahs of Merv. He says, but we don't eat. L'kayim ha'shanema, but we ourselves don't eat the Karm Pesach. So you don't want to say this pasuk, because this pasuk's talk about the Karm Pesach, because we're not eating Karm Pesach. So you don't want to say the pasuk, because then it'll seem like you're saying, like the Gemara says, you're not supposed to say basa zeh is the Pesach. It shouldn't be like a makdish kachim b'chutz. So you don't want to say that what I'm doing now is eating the Karm Pesach. So if that's why you don't say this pasuk. Because this pasuk talks about the Karm Pesach. Let's take a look in Baal Loischa. What do we say over there? In Baloi Yisra, let's take a look at number three, you could look. B'chor Hashem Baba Yom Ben Arbaim, Yasu Oysa, what's Yasu Oysa? The Karm Pesach. Al Matzis Amorim Yochluhu. Oh, so one sec, so he says, if you say the whole Pasuk, you also talk about Karm Pesach. The Torah says, we don't. We say is Al Matzis Amorim Yochluhu, say the end of the Pasuk. So number two, say Umatzis Amorim Yochluhu. It's not true. Because he brings, it's only Rav Yashuv, it's Bikiyas. He brings the Magen Gibberim, which happens to be also written by the Sholem Meishiv with his brother-in-law, on Or Chaim. We know the Gemara says, Kol Pasuk the La Pasuk Moshe, Anan Lo Paskinin. You can't say a half a Pasuk, you have to say a whole Pasuk. Shteit Magen Gibberim, that you could say it after a Snachta. When you get to, right, everyone knows, you have a Pasuk and there's a Snachta. Once there's a Snachta, you could say the rest of the Pasuk. You could say that part, which is separate from the rest of the pasuk. So he says, if you look at the trop in Boy, Va'achlus Abasa Balaila Zeh, stop. Tzli'esh Umatza Amorim Yochlu. So if you'd say that pasuk, Tzli'esh is going on what? The Karm Pesach, you can't. Masha Ein Kein in Bamidbar, the pasuk is Bachoyta Shashen Babasa Yom Ben Abayim, Yasu Oysa, Esnachta. Al-Matzis Amorim Yochlu. So therefore, Al-Matzis Amorim Yochlu is only talking about Matzis Amorim. In Boy, you would have had to talk about the Karm Pesach. You know, it's only Rav Yashuv Amorim. First of all, in very beautiful Pshat and Pshat. Secondly, I never saw this Magen Gibberim. So Amorim Dika is Bikiyas, was astounding. The Magen Gibberim, the snach, there is no din of Kol Pesach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.